Same thing with a business. If you don't set short-term goals, like a weekly goal or a monthly goal, like little bites at a time to get to that 30 million, if you don't set a goal to drink this much every 30 minutes to get to the bottom of the whole gallon per day, it's going to look very overwhelming.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Setting goals is like drinking water. Is that crazy? But let me tell you why. All right. When you set a goal, they say, I want to do X, right? Like, I'll give you an example. When I started buying commercial real estate, I told myself, I'm going to buy $30 million worth of real estate, right? And I'm like, okay, great. That's a big goal. So how do I get there? Like, where do I start? Do I buy a $500,000 property? Do I buy a $5 million property? How many $5 million properties? You start building this whole business plan. And a lot of the time, you start thinking that the big goal, right? Like, I got to reach this number, and you're thinking big, giant steps, right? But again, you heard it 1,000 times. How do you eat an elephant? Right? One piece at a time. And some A1 sauce. Now, maybe do some A1 sauce in there. Or some Tabasco sauce, even better. But, right, you just can't be like, oh man, I got to eat this elephant. Oh man, I got to buy $30 million worth of real estate. Right? You got to take it step at a time. So how does this relate to drinking water? Right? Here, I'm going to give you a tip. Go grab yourself 60-ounce bottle, a gallon of water or something, right? And just have it and just drink it all day long. Just sit there next to you and drink it and drink it and drink it. And just look at it and keep drinking it. You probably do it. But if you don't set like mini goals throughout your day, same thing with a business. If you don't set like short-term goals, like a weekly goal or a monthly goal, like little bites at a time to get to that 30 million, right? If you don't set a goal to drink this much every 30 minutes to get to the bottom of the whole gallon per day, it's going to look very overwhelming, and you're probably not going to drink the whole gallon of water. How many times have you served yourself a big thing of water and you just drink like a third of it or a fourth or none of it? Just because like, oh my gosh, it just feels like a lot of water, right? So same thing, just like that. It's got nothing on it. It's just 54 ounces of water. But as soon as you turn it, okay, it'll say 7 to 9 a.m., 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right? So right now, my time is 4 o'clock. So I'm between 4 and 5, and it's just a couple of sips every 30 minutes, and I see my progression every single day. So I'm able to drink this 54 ounces of water every single day because it's very easy for me. I'm just following my roadmap. If it didn't have any lettering on it, it'd be a lot harder for me. Trust me, I've tried it before. My wife gives me water and I just never drink it, these water bottles. But like this, I can actually see it if I'm behind, if I'm early, and it's good for you, right? So in business, set mini goals to get to your big goal, right? How do you eat an elephant? Yes, I know, with Tabasco sauce, not A1 sauce, but you got to take small bites, okay? Small bites at a time. You eventually eat the whole elephant. Same thing with drinking water. Same thing with setting a nice big goal for you in your business and your real estate, whatever it is. Just remember, take those small steps and be able to log it down. That way you don't get overwhelmed. So follow me on Instagram, check out my other videos, set up on my website, and we'll see you later.
I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.